Hey, good morning, everybody, and a good nechidesh. Today's daf is Yom Daf Samach Aleph. We left off in Daf Samach on base about 8-9 lines from the end of the page at Amar Rabbi Chanina. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also by Zev Belsky Le'ilei Nishmas, his uncle Shimon Ben Yecheskel Halevi, whose yahrzeit is today. Neshama Shavu'ah Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, about 8-9 lines from the end of the page, we're going to discuss what happens if a person in the Kohen Gadol does the Chafinas HaKetores. He takes the handfuls of Ketores before he does the Shechita Sapar. Is the Seder Ma'akev in that situation as well? And then the Gemara is going to talk about which parts of the Avodah are Mechaper for which Averos and for whose Averos. Then there's going to be a Machlokas where to start from if the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer spills in different points and the source for each opinion. And then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether this same Machlokas about the spilling of the Dam and where do you start from? Do you just pick up from where you left off, or do you start the series over again? That same machlokas applies, or might apply, when it comes to the spills that happen during the Taras HaMetzora process. Forget about Yom Kippur. What happens is while you're going through the whole process of Taras HaMetzora? The Shema that you're using spills out. So do we say, do we have a similar discussion of whether you start right in the middle where you left off, or whether you go back to the beginning? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the reason that the Matanos Shabarosh Mitzora are not Ma'akev, and on Amud Beis we're going to have a Machlokas Amoraim, whether the Tanaim argue about what to do if the Asha Mitzora is Shechted Shalol Lishma, or does everyone just agree that Ein Lo Takana, that if you Shechted Shalol Lishma, so you're stuck, it's Ein Lo Takana. The Gemara is going to discuss, when we say Tzarech, that it needs, you need to rectify it, does Tzarech sometimes mean that you need to, but you can't, in lo takana? Or does tzarech always mean, meaning when we tell you, you need to do something, does it always mean, and you'll have an opportunity to do so? Maybe sometimes tzarech is, you need it, but you can't do it, and you're stuck, and you messed up, and there's nothing you could do about it at a certain point. Then the Gemara is going to discuss at the end of the daf how the Kabbalah Saddam of the Asha Mitzora is done. Because on the one hand, it sounds like you have to do the Kabbalah Saddam by hand, and on the other hand, it sounds like you have to do the Kabbalah Saddam bikli. So we're going to discuss the Indian of Kabbalah Saddam by the Asha Mitzora. So let's begin again about 8-9 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samachim Beis. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ketores Shechafanu Kodem Shechitasu Shalpar. Let's say the Kohen Gadol takes the Chafinas HaKetores, the handfuls of Ketores, before Shechting the par, lo asav lo klum. It didn't count. The chafinas haketores doesn't count. He's going to have to go back and do it a second time after he shechts the par, because the shechitas par has to come before the chafinas haketores, and the seder is ma'akev. So says the Gemara, Kiman, who is Rabbi Chanina assuming like when he says that the shechitas par is one of the avodos where the seder is ma'akev, and therefore it has to precede the chafinas haketores? Well, delok Rabbi Yehuda, that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Because after all, Rabbi Yehuda held, yes, it says chuka, and chuka teaches us to say there's ma'akev, but Rabbi Yehuda limited that to only those things that are done bifnim. The shechita sapar is not done bifnim, so the seder of the shechita sapar should certainly not be ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. So when Rabbi Chanina says that it is ma'akev, he must be assuming not like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Marah, feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. Tzarech pnim, Kipnim dummy. We can even assume like Rabbi Yehuda, and we just expand the definition of Pnim. When we say that the Seder is only Ma'akev, when Rabbi Yehuda says the Seder is only Ma'akev for things that are Nasim, Bibig de love on me, Bifnim, it doesn't mean things that are actually physically done, Lifnai v'lifnim. It means even those Avodos that are done for the Tzorech of that which will need to be done, Bifnim. And certainly the Shechita Sapar is necessary for the Avodah that's going to be done lefnai v'lefnim, because you need the dam apar to sprinkle lefnai v'lefnim. So that's the expansion of the definition of lefnim. Sometimes we have like that we have in Misach Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara discusses en kategor nasa senegar being something that relates to only lefnai v'lefnim. So the Gemara talks about, why is it then that you're not allowed to use a shofar shel par, that you have to dafka use a shofar shel ayil, if after all the whole only reason not to use shofar shel par is that in kategor nasa senegar, it's reminiscent of the cheda egel, and the tkiya shofar is not done lefnim. So the Gemara says that it's ki'ilu it's done lefnim. That since it comes to be meratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it's ki'ilu it's done lefnai v'lefnim. We view ki'ilu the tkiyah shofar as a form of tefillah that goes through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So here also, that which is done for the sake of the avodos bifnim is also ki'ilu it's done lefnim, in the sense that the Seder is going to be ma'akev. So now the Gemara asks, wait, Rabbi Chanina said this din, that if you do the chafinas haktores before the shechitas hapar, you're going to need to redo it because the Seder is ma'akev. Tanan, we could ask Rabbi Chanina from the following. The Mishnah tells us, if the dam of the par spills out before you finish doing the matnos dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yavi dam acher v'yachzer v'yazer b'tchila, you're going to have to bring more dam, you're going to have to shecht another par and start the sprinkling of the dam all over again mibifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But v'yemisa, but if Rabbi Chanina is correct, that ketores that you did a chafina on before the shechitas hapar is worthless, so it's not going to be enough to just go shecht another animal. Because what happened? You shechted the animal, you did a chafina sektores, then you started doing the matnas dam bifnim and the blood spilled, so now you're going to have to shecht the animal again. So if you shecht the animal again, that means you're going to have to do chafina sektores again, because the chafina sektores has to come after you shecht the animal. So v'yemisa, if Rabbi Chanin is right, yachzor v'yachvon mibayilei, you have to do the chafina sektores after the shechita sapar and be makdir a second time, because the chafina Chafina and the first Haktara were done before the Shechita of the Par, and therefore they should become Pasul before the replacement Shechita, and therefore they should become Pasul. So says Gemara, you're right, but the Ketores, lo kamayri. The Mishnah is simply not talking about Ketores, it's talking about what we do about the blood. But it's true, if the Dam was Nishbach during the Matanos Shebefnim, you're going to have to not only be Shochet, another Par, you're also going to have to do another Chafina Saketara. That in fact would be necessary. There is a tshuva in the tshuva's Torah Lishma in Simin Yilches. He discusses the following situation. What happens if a person forgets to daven mincha on Shabbos? So he's got to daven two marvs. He's got to daven two shmona esrei marvs and tefillas tashlumin. So what's halacha? Always, whenever you're doing the tefillas tashlumin, the first shmona esrei is the one for that zman, and then the second one is the makeup shmona esrei. So the halach is on Motzai Shabbos you're supposed to say Atochan Antanu in Tefillah. However, if you forget Atochan Antanu, it's not Ma'akiv the Tefillah. So what happens if you have the following situation? Oh, and there's another halacha that if a person davens Marav and then eats before Avdallah, so he's got to daven Marav again. A Knas, he's got to daven Marav again. So now what if you have the following situation? A guy forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he davens two Maravs and forgot Atochan Antanu in the Shmona Esrei. So, but he's a daven two marav, so he's good right now, right? He was yotzei both marav, and then he goes and he eats before Avdallah. So now he needs to daven marav again, right? It turns out the mafreya's marav is no good. Is his mincha also no good? Meaning, does he need to daven two more shmona esreis? Did he mess up to the point that he's going to have to re-daven a mincha as well? So the Torah Lishma says, it's a sugya nyuma daf samach aleph. That's exactly the machlokas that's going on in machlokas rishonim in how to teach up our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? That b'ketores lo kamayri. So Rashi understands that means that the Mishnah is not speaking about ketores, but the emes is you have to go and do a chafinas haketores again, because it turns out that the chafinas haketores you did before the shechita was now done before the shechita of the second par. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodos Yom HaKippur in Perakei Halacha Ches, that if the dam par was nishpach before you finished all the matanos, you're mevi pam acher, and you're yachvon ketores pam shnia kodem shechita sapar, and you're makter the ketores, and then you bring the dam and you sprinkle from the dam. So Kesef Mishnah writes in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Anagi that according to the Rambam, since the first par was not pasul b'shechitaso, the ketores that was nichvina afterwards is considered a ketores that's done after shechita sapar, and it's going to be kosher, and you don't need to do another chafina sakataris a second time. What does that mean then when the Gemara says b'ketaris lo kamayri? It doesn't mean that ain't a chinami, you have to do chafina sakataris a second time. It's just saying that Rabbi Chanin Chanina was not speaking about Ketores, the Rabbi Chanina didn't say they have to be chafin the Ketores again if it was in such a way that the Shechitas Hapar was done properly, and it was only later that it was Nishfach Hadam. So says the Torah Lishma, what happened over here? You did a chafinas Ketores at the time, they did the chafinas Ketores, everything was good, but then later on, the Nishfach Hadam, so now it messes up the Seder, because you're going to have to, not because of anything that happened to the Ketores, but because of something that happened to the Dam, so you're going to have to shecht another par to fix the problem with the Dam, but now that turns out that it has an impact on the Ketores. So he says the same thing over here, right? You daven tushman esres, your Marv was good, your Mincha was good, and then something happened with your Marv, because you ate before Abdullah, so you messed up your Marv. So does that mean that you got to redo the Mincha also? Because now it turns out that the Mincha is Shalom Keseder, that you're davening the Tfilas Chova after the Tfilas Arashos? Or do we say, no, at the time that you davened the Tfila, the first two Tfilas, it was Tfilas Chova, then the Tfilas Tashlumin, rather. It was first the Chova, then the Tashlumin. So it was good at that time. Yeah, in a Chidami, it turned out afterwards that you messed up the Chova and you're going to have to redo it. But maybe that doesn't mean that you have to redo the Tfilas Tashlumin as well. So that's exactly the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, where Rashi understands that when we say Biktoris Lo Kamayri, it means that in a Chidami, you're going to have to redo it, because the Mafreya turned out that it was no good. Whereas according to the Rambam, you're not going to have to redo it. A very sharp tshuva by the Torah Lishma. So Amar Ula. So now the Gemara brings another din about changing the, altering the order of the Avodos. Seir Sheshchato Kodem Matan Damo Shel Par. If you shecht the seir before the Matan Dam of the Par is done, Keneged HaKaporos, Lo Asa V'lo Klum, the Hazos Dam of Par in Kodesh HaKadoshim precedes the Shechitas HaSayir, and it's Ma'akev to the point that it apostles it. Tanan hiktim damasayir le damapar. So our Mishnah said that if you do the sprinkling of damasayir before the damapar, yachsav yazem idamasayir acher damapar. So just redo the sprinkling of the damasayir, because the original sprinkling that you did from the damasayir was pasul since it came before the damapar. But v'emisa, but if you're really correct that a seir that shechted before the matan dam of the par is loss of lo klum, yachsav yishchot mi bayle. We shouldn't just say you should that you have to sprinkle again. We say, and now you have to shecht again. It's not enough to sprinkle the Dama Sayir a second time, because the Shechita would have been possible, because the Shechita came too early. So it says, Martirgama Ula, b'matanos shebehechel. No, this must be talking about where the matanos were done out of order, and not lefnei v'lefnim. You already finished that Seder lefnei v'lefnim. Now you're out in the Hechel, and since you've made good use of the Dama Par and the Dama Sayir in the right order, Lefnai v'lefnim, nobody's going to say you're going to have to reshecht this another sa'ir if the dama sa'ir, the original dama sa'ir, is still there. V'cheinam Rabbi Yefes b'matanu shebehechel. We're talking about the matanu shebehechel. So the hazos and the hechel, it's only in the hazos and the hechel that we're talking where you were makdim the dama sa'ir the dama par, and that's why the Mishnah says all you need to do is do the dama sa'ir a second time after the dama par, and you don't have to shecht another sa'ir because the shechita was done behechsher. Well, what makes the Shechita being done by Hechsher? Because it was followed by a valid Nesinas Damapar in Lifnai V'Lifnim. So that's good enough to say that the Shechita Sasair was done by Hechsher. And the Mishnah went on to say that if the dam spills in any of the three sets, right? There's the three sets of matnas dam. There's the matnas dam lefnei v'lefnim, the matnas dam on the prochas and the heichal, and the matnas dam on the mizbeach. So the same rules apply. Same machlokas applies when it spills in the middle of any of these things. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that tells us about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where the Torah tells us v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zeh lefnai v'lefnim. So it's a metame for a tumah that it's mechaper rather for a tumah that happens to a person in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oel Moed zeh heichal. Oel Moed teaches us that it's mechaper for a tumah that happens to a person in the heichal. Mizbeach kemashma'o. Mizbeach tells me that it's mechaper for a tumah that happens to a person when he's omed by the mizbeach, and yechaper elu azaros. Yechaper tells me that it's mechaper for tumah that happens in one of the azaros, because the pasuk, the entire pasuk is v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'sol moed es mizbeach yechaper v'al kohanim v'al kol amakal yechaper. So it's talking about dafka kapara for tumas mikdash. So since that's what it's talking about. So we're identifying different phrases in the pasuk to talk about different types of different locations of tumah. So now the Brisa darshins the continuation of the pasuk. So who are the people that the parin, the sa'ir, are mechaper for? Hakohanim kimashma'an. Hakohanim means the kohanim. Amakahal, Elu Yisrael. Amakahal refers to the Yisraelim. There's only one group missing then. We already have the Kohanim and we have the Yisraelim. Yechaper, Elu Alevim. Yechaper refers to the Levim. It's interesting that Amakahal does not include the Levim and needs a separate riboy of Yechaper. So the Gevurah Sari points out that we do find that a lot of other places that the Levim are called the Kahal, that they are called the Amakahal. Well, over here we assume, no, Amakahal only includes the Yisraelim, not the Levim. So the Gevurah writes that the Levim are included in Kahal, but they're not included in Am HaKahal. Am HaKahal implies more commoner. So Levim are part of Kahal. Kahal Levim is the Kahal of, includes the Levim, but Am HaKahal does not include Levim. But anyway, Hushvu Kulan, the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim are all equated the Kapara Achas for a single Kapara, namely Shekulan Mischaprin, Besir Mishtalech, Beshar Averos, Div Rabbi Yehuda. The Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim all achieve kapara with the vidui that's done on the Seir Mishtalech, on the Seir La'azazel for other averus in the Torah, meaning anything other than Tumas Mikdash Uktashav. Kohen and Levim Yisraelim all get kapara from the vidui done on the Seir Mishtalech for non-Tumas Mikdash Uktashav related averus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shem Shadam Asayir Nasa Bifnim, Mechapar Al Yisrael B'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, Rabbi Shimon says, no, just like the Dam Asayir that's thrown in the Kodesh HaKedashim and in the Heichal, is Mechapar for Yisraelim B'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav without any vidui, Kach Dam Apar Mechapar Al Kohanim B'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So to the Dam Apar without any vidui is Mechapar for Kohanim B'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Ukshem Shavidui Shel Sayir Mishalech Mechapar Al Yisrael B'Shar Averos, and just like the vidui in the Sir Mishalech is Mechaper for Yisrael and for other Averis, Kak Vidu Shalpar, Mechaper al Kohanim Bishar Averis. It's not the Vidu in the Sir Mishalech that's Mechaper for Kohanim, it's the Vidu that's done on the Par that's Mechaper for Kohanim for a Shar Averis. And they don't need Kohanim, do not have any connection to the Sir Mishalech. They don't need the Sir Mishalech. The Vidu, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Vidu in the Sir Mishalech doesn't help the Kohanim because they're already covered with the Vidu that's done on the Par. So since we find that Yisraelim are Mischaprim Besir Apnimi on Tumas Mikdash Kedashim without a vidui, so you see that you don't need a vidui for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. So Mela, you could say that the Kohanim are also Mischaprim Bepartial Kohen Gadol on Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, and they're not going to require a vidui. So the vidui must be only Mechaper for other Averos, and each one has their own vidui. The Yisraelim get the vidui done on the Sir Mishalech, and the Kohanim get the vidui that's done on the Par. Now there's Machlok Sinaim in the Mishnah, what the halacha is if the blood spills out in the middle of the Hazaos of Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to expand on this Machlokas and tell us the source of the Machlokas. Tanu Rabbanan. The Pesukim talk about the sprinkling of the Dama Par and the Dama Sa'ir. So it says, V'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh ha-sol mo'ed es ha-mizbeach. So we dash from the Pesuk as follows. V'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh, ze lifnai v'lifnin. That's talking about the Azaz Hadam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oel mo'ed, ze heichal. That's referring to the Azaz Hadam in the heichal. Mizbeach, k'mashro. The third Azaz Hadam, that's done on the Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, the Gag of the Mizbeach. So melamed shekulan kapara kapara b'fnei atzman. So you see from the that each of these is its own independent unit, that they each are an independent kapara. How do I know they're each an independent kapara? Maybe it's all one big kapara and they're all connected to each other. Because the pasuk says v'chila mikaper es hakodesh v'es ol moed v'es hamizbeach. So the Ritva points out that the extra word es to divide between these three phrases in the pasuk tells me that these are three independent units. And therefore, if the dam spills in the middle of unit 2, you don't have to go back to unit 1 and redo the matnos dam, the azos dam that you had in the first place. So mikan amru, so based on this, Chacham say, nasin mitzvos matanos shebifnim, v'nishpach adam, if the Kohen Gadol puts some of the matanos adam bifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the dam spills out in the middle before he finishes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yavi dam acher v'yasim v'tchil matanos shebifnim. He's going to have to start the matanos shebifnim all over again. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, eino maschil el makom shepasach. No, he doesn't have to start all over again. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, pick up where you left off. But what if he concludes the matanos shebefnim and then the blood spills out before he starts the matanos in the heichal? Can I get a paroches? Don't worry about the matanos shebefnim. You're finished with that already. Get new dam and start with where you're up to the matanos shebeichal. Nasan mitzvahs matanos shebeichal. If he's already done some of the matanos dam in the heichal, v'nishpach adam, and then in middle of the matanos shebeichal, the dam spills out. So it's nishpach adam. Yavi dam acher v'yaslu betchila beheichal. Let him bring more dam and start again in the heichal. But start again only from that unit, from unit two, from the matanos in the heichal. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon Omer, einu maskel makom shepasuk. You don't even have to start again from the beginning of the matanos shebeichal. You could just pick up where you left off, mamish, in the middle. Gomer matanos shebeichal nishpach adam. If he finished the matanos shebeichal and then the dam spilled out before he did any of the matanos on the mizbeach, yavi dam acher v'yaslu betchila matanos on the mizbeach. So good, get more dam and start from the matanos of the mizbeach. Nasan mitzvahs matanos shemizbeach v'nishpach adam. If he did some of the matanos shemizbeach and then the dam spilled out, yavi dam acher v'yaslu betchila v'matanos on the mizbeach. So good, get more dam and start again from the matanos on the mizbeach. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omrim mimakom shepasak hu maskil. That wherever Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon say, no, you get new dam and you pick up where you left off. Once you already finished all three sets of matnos dam, and then the shirayim spills out, whatever leftover dam you have left spills out, now the shirayim is definitely not ma'akev. To pour it in the yisod ma'arabi shal mizbeach hachitzon, that's not ma'akev the kapara, so you don't have to go shecht another animal to get more dam just to spill it out in the yisod of the yisod ma'arabi of the mizbeach. So that's all those halachos we probably should have known just from reading the Mishnah. It's the same machlok. This is just elaborating in much greater detail. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but now the makoros for both shitos, meaning essentially there are two shitos. Whenever the dam spills, do you start from the beginning of that seder, or do you start from wherever it was that you left off? So shnei mikra echadarshu. They both darshin the same pasuk. The pasuk says that midam chatas hakipurim achas b'shana. Right? It says v'chiper aron al karnosav achas b'shana midam chatas hakipurim achas b'shana yichaper levador seichem. So the machlokas tanaim. What do we do with the word chatas? Reb Meir savar that we explain as follows: chatas achas amarti lucha v'lo shtei chataos. That you should do the chatas achas, a full seder of hazaos for. And you shouldn't, to make a single kapara, you shouldn't have two separate animals. So if the dam spills out in the middle, you can't just pick up where you left off with the same with new dam, because then you're going to have two animals on one kapara. You're going to have two separate animals within one unit. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, chitoy echad amarti lach, v'lo shnei chitoyin. It's one haza'a, not two haza'os. So don't double over the hazos. If you've already done half of the hazos of this seder, don't repeat the hazos. So they both say that something needs to be singular. It's just a question of what needs to be singular. Is it that you need a single animal for each seder? So if I already started one seder and then the blood spilled, got to start again because I need one animal to do all of the hazos of this seder? Or is it that you need to make sure that you don't repeat any of the azos? So always pick up where you left off so that you don't repeat any of the azos. So they both darshan based on the same pasuk. So now the Gemara discusses, okay, up until now we've been talking about the avodah and yom kippurim, because after all, this is Maseches Yuma, that's what we're supposed to be talking about, and the dam spills out in the middle of some critical portion of the avodah sayom. What happens when it comes to other areas of halacha? The shemen of a mitzorah. We need to do a lot of different things with the shemen of a mitzorah. What if the shemen spills out in the middle? But when mitzorah is nisrapi mitzorato, we're metaring him with an eitz erez and an ezov, shni tolash, shtei tziparim, we're megaleach all of his hair. We dip him in a mikvah, and then he goes to Yerushalayim and he counts 7 days. And on the 7 days, he's megaleach again. He goes to the mikvah again, and then on the 8th day, he goes to the mikveh again, and we bring his karbanos, and the karbanos are chatos and asham, melug echad shel shemen, and after the shechita of the Yashem and the Zrikas Dam and the Mizbeach, the Kohen Hamitaher comes to the Mitzorah and he puts some of the Dam, on his right earlobe, and Bahonus Yodav Raglo Hayamanis on his thumb and his big toe, on his right thumb and big toe. And then he takes from the Luk HaShemen and he puts it in he pours it into the left palm of another Kohen, and the first Kohen dips his right finger into the Shemen and he sprinkles seven times Keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he takes from the Shemen and puts Al Tanuch Ozno and Bahonus Yadav Raglo Hayimanus of the Mitzorah, wherever where he had put the Dam prior to that. So, and then whatever Shemen is left over, he pours on the Rosh HaMitzorah. So there's three different things happening with the Shemen, right? The Shemen is being sprinkled, the Shemen is being placed on the three parts of the Mitzorah's body, and then the Shemen is being poured on the Mitzorah's head. And then the rest, whatever's left over from the Luk Shemen, then Mischalik L'Kohanim. So that's the Avod of the Mitzorah. So Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Li Chilek Rabbi Yaakov, Belugin, that Rabbi Yaakov explained that there's a chilek between the hazaos of the dam parvesor of Yom Kippurim and the matanos of the shemen of Mitzorah. That even though there's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Meir, legabe the hazaos of Yom Kippurim, when it spills out, do you pick up where you left off, or do you start again from the beginning of the seder? And they hold that even if the dam spills in the middle, you go back to, you just pick up where you left off. But their moda, everybody is moda, that by the matanos of Mitzorah, that if the Shemen spills out in the middle, that you have to start again. You go back to the beginning of the Seder. So says the Gemara, Vilo, is there really no machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon? Do Rabbi Elazar and Shimon not disagree with Rabbi Meir about the Matan of Shemen Shal Mitzorah? Vatanya, but don't we have a Brisa that tells us, Nosan Mitzos Matan Shebefnim? If a person does some of the Matanos HaShemen of the Mitzorah, Shebefnim, over here by Mitzorah, there's no Kodesh HaKadashim. So Shebefnim means the Hecha. Right, if he does it in the Heichal, v'nishpach halog, and then the log of Shemen spills out, yobi log achav yasul b'tchil matanos shebeheichal. Start again, get another log Shemen, and start again. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer mimakom shepasak u'maskil. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagree over there also, and they say don't start again. Start from where you left off. If you already finished the matan shveichal and then the log shemen spilled out, so yavi log achri yasul b'tchil matan shebahonos. So start from the second stage, from the matanos of the bahonos and the bahon yadav raglo of the mitzora. So, but you don't have to go back to the heichal and start again from there, because that's a separate unit. Meaning, just like when it comes to the kohen gadol and yom kippurim, there's the unit of the matnos dam that's lefnai v'lefnim, and the matnos dam that are in the heichal, the matnos dam that are on the Mizbeach. By the Mitzvah also, there's the Shemen that's Shebeheichel. There's the Shemen that's on his earlobe and his and Bon Yadav Raglo. And then there's the Shemen that gets poured on his head. So you only have to start from the beginning of that Seder, of that portion. But Nasan Mixas, if the coin is Nasan Mixas Matanus Bahonos, Bahonos, Vinishbach Halog, let's say he only put on the thumb but not on the big toe yet. And then the rest of the oil spills out. Yavi Logacher, Vyaslu Bitchil Matanus Bahonos. So start again the Matanus Bahonos. Get new oil and start again. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimakam Shapasuku Maskil. No, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, put a, you know, like, hold your place, right? Figure, remember where you are. Okay, I already put on his ear and his big thumb, just not on his big toe, and then when you get a new log shemen, start with the big toe. But if you finish the matan shebavanos and then the log shemen spills out, then everyone's going to agree pouring the rest of it over his head, that's not ma'akiv. So even if you have no oil left to pour over his head, that's like the shvicha shirayim in the of the dam in the yisod maravi of the mizbeach chitzon. That's not going to be ma'akiv. But bottom line is what you do see from this brisa is that just like we have machlokas tanoim when it comes to the avoda of the dam and yom kippurim, whether you pick up from where you left off or whether you go back to the beginning of that seder, so too you have machlokas by mitzora. So how can you tell me there's no such machlokas by mitzora? So ema. So we have to say is li shana Rabbi Yaakov belugin, that Rabbi Yaakov said that the same machlokas tanoim taka does apply to the lugin of shemen. That we're not saying that the machlokas does not apply. Adraba. The same machlokas that applies over here applies by the lugin. This gemara is brought up by the Chelkas Yaakov in the following context, in a very famous Lamdusha context. There's a tshuva in the Shavus Yaakov, it is a Shari tshuva in the page of Shulchan Aruch, the page of Mishnah Berurah, quotes all these Marmakamas. There's a tshuva of the Shavus Yaakov that if someone on the Lel Seder only has pachas mikazayas of matzah, is it kedai to eat pachas mikazayas? You know whatever you have is less than a kazayas. So do you just say, okay, so I don't have the mitzvah, so I don't eat. So the Shavus Yaakov says, yeah, you don't have the mitzvah, don't eat, because the mitzvah is not to do to eat pachas mikazayas, mitzvah is to eat a kazayas. And there's no such thing as a chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos. By isurim, there's a din. Chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. So if you eat just a little bit on Yom HaKippurim, so that's asur min haTorah as well. But chatzi shir by mitzvos, whoever heard of such a thing? So the Chida in the Birka Yosef in Siman Tav Pei Beis writes that no, just like by isurim you have a din of chatzi shir asur min haTorah, so too by mitzvos is ki mitzvah the chatzi shir as well. And he says, and even if there wasn't, at least as a zecha to the mitzvah, you should probably have to do it. You should probably have to have a chatzi shir. So in the Sefer Derech HaMelech, he says the machlokas is talui on why chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Why by Yisurim do we say chatzi shir? Because some say that if you view it as that by a shir shalem there's an iser, so a shir shalem is always made up of two chatzai shir, and we always have a principle ein heter mitzarif l'iser. So if chatzi shir were really heter, then you would never have an iser by a shir shalem, because it would always be a heter being mitzarif, and you wouldn't be able to be mitzarif it together to create the full shir. That's one explanation of the lamdus of chatzi shir on iser. The other explanation is that it's a gedder, it's a siyag. You're going to come to eat the full shir. So according to the first daya, the same halacha would apply by mitzvos. That since there's no a ma'aser reshus, shouldn't be mitzarif to a mitzvah. If a chatzi shir is only a ma'aser reshus, it should never be mitzarif to a shir shalem. So then the same would apply by mitzvos. But if it's a gedder, a siyag, we don't need any gedarim or siyag not to do a mitzvah. Adarava, maybe you'll come to do the mitzvah. Eat the chatzi shir. Maybe you'll come to do the mitzvah. So the Chalkas Yaakov, he quotes from the Marsham that this nidon is tali in the Machalkas Tanayim in our sugya about doing some of the matan l'shamen of mitzvah that you have to be maza bifnim and then nishpach halog, that according to our mayor you bring another log and you begin from the matan shebehechal, and according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, no mimakom shepasak hu maskil. So the Machalkas is in this issue that according to our mayor mitzvahs matanos don't have any sort of kiyum of mitzvah, and therefore calls man that you didn't complete all the matanos, you didn't do anything. Doing part of it is doing zero. So if the shemen spills out in the middle, start again and do it. You have to do it right. Whereas, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, there's a kiyum mitzvah in a partial kiyum mitzvah. So the fact that you did some of the matanos means you've accomplished something, you just haven't finished. So when you get the second log, the next log, then you'll go and you'll finish the job. So that's how he connects our sugya to that famous inyan of chatishir b'mitzvos. Okay, vayta in the Gemara, amar mar matanos arosh ein ma'akvo. So he said that pouring the oil over the matzora's head, that's definitely not ma'akiv. My time. When it says vanosaris min ha'mincha, that's also not ma'akiv. That if you're missing the shirayim become chaser before you're maktir the comets of a karm mincha, is that not ma'akiv the kapara? It certainly is. So don't tell me that the limud is from the word vanosar. So it says more no. Shain yasim duksiv umiyaser vahanosar. That no, by the matanus rosh of mitzora, it's not just called shirayim. It's shiare shirayim, because it says by the matan hashem of the bahonos umiyaser. So that means shirayim, and it says vahanosar hashemen. So it turns out that the matanus bahonos are called shirayim, and the matanus harosh are called shire shirayim. So anything that's like a double shirayim is not going to be makiv the kapara. But in Echnami, that which is only called vanosar, it's only called like the leftovers, once, that is ma'akev the kapara. But if you call it like a double shirayim, then it's not ma'akev the kapara. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara tells us as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asha mitzorah sheshachto shlo l'shmo, banal machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar v'Shimon, that if you have if you shecht an Asha mitzorah, shlo l'shem karban Asham, you shecht l'shem some other karban, so you have the same machlokas about the dam that spills out in the middle of the azos of Yom HaKippurim or the Lug Shemesh al mitzorah, that spills out in the middle of the matanos. Rameir, Damar, you Yavi Yachav Yasim Luthchila Rameir, who says you got to start all over again. Hachinami Yavi Yachav Yishchot, you shechted it Shalol Shmo, bring another one and shecht it properly because you have to do it right. Whereas the Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon Shomri Makom Shapasuk Mishamu Maskil, Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon would say you could just pick up where you left off. So Hacha in Lo Takana over here by the Asham that you shechted Shalol Shmo, there's no Takana for this Mitzara to become Mutar Ba'Achilas Kachim because you can't bring another Asham to be Mashlim the Avodos that you did. Because the Torah says, Keves Echad Asham, that you can bring only one Keves. You're not allowed to bring two. So you can't start the Avodos HaKarban originally for, all over again, because the first Karban was not in his Batel. So what do you do? So you're stuck. So Masker of Chisav Ha Osok said, but the Pasuk says, V'lakach Kohen Keves Echad Vikriv Oso La Asham. So from the word Oso, we should learn that you have to be Makriv, that Keves that was originally Hunaf, together with the Log HaShemen. And you're not able to bring another one in its place. So even according to our mayor, there should be no takana for this mitzora that whose asham was shechted shelo lishma. It shouldn't be subject to machlokas. Nobody should hold it's okay. So kasha, so says Gemara, you're right. It's a difficulty. Nobody should hold it's okay. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan that there is a tana that holds that if you shecht the asham mitzora shelo lishma, that you could bring another asham for the tara process. Asham mitzora sheshchato shelo lishma. Oh, shalal nasam idamo legabe bahonos, or you just didn't put the dam on the bahonos of the mitzora. Hareza ola legabe mizbeach. You could see it's still royal akrava. Vital nesachim, and it needs nesachim like any other asher mitzora, but it doesn't count for the mitzora's chiyuv. Vital chashmacher lakshiro. He needs another carbon asham to be machshid. So you see from the brisa that if the asham is shechted shalal shmo, he's able to bring a carbon acher. That's like Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rameir, not like Rav Chisda. So who holds that even Rameir says in lo takana? Rav Chista, Amar Lach, Rav Chista would say no. My tzarich, when we say that he has to bring another one, it means tzarich ve'in lo takana. He has to, but he can't. Meaning, you're right. He has to bring another one, but in lo takana, there's no way that he's able to. So he's just stuck. V'tani tana tzarich ve'in lo takana says, really? Do we ever do that? We ever say that you need to, does the Tana ever formulate something like that? Tzarich, here's what you need to do. Oh, and by the way, you can't do it. You're stuck. There's no way you're going to be able to do it. Do we really have such a thing? Says Murray, we have such a thing. V'tanya, we have a price that tells us, Nazir memorat. You know, part of what a Nazir has to do is he has to shave his head, he has to shave all of his hair. What if he's bald? So now what's he supposed to do? So what does he shave? So Bishame Omrim, Bishame says, yeah, tzarich. You just take a razor, you know, you do a show of it. You take a razor and you pretend as if you're shaving something, even though there's nothing to shave. And Basil says, no, you don't need to do Havaras Tar. No, Beishamai didn't mean you just put a razor over his head. It means you need a shaving, and if there's nothing to shave, then there's no way he can go through the Tara process. He's stuck. It's Ein Lo Takana. So you do find that the term Tzarech sometimes means Tzarech Ve'Ein Lo Takana. Pliga the Rabbi Pedas, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Pedas. Because Rabbi Pedas associates this sheet of Beishamai with Rabbi Elazar. In what context? So Beishamai Adamar. Beishamai is what we said, that the bald mitzora you do avaras ta, is tzarech avaras tar. Rabbi Lazar, and where does Rabbi Lazar say something similar? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah Meseches Negayim about a mitzora who needs matnos dam and the matnos shemen on the bahonos yodo v'raglo ayimanim. His right thumb, his right big toe are going to require matnos dam and matanos of shemen. What if ein lo bo'en yad u bo'en regel? What if he doesn't have a big? He doesn't have a thumb. He doesn't have a big toe. Say ein lo taro olamis. So he can't do the taro process. He needs that in order for the taro process to happen. Reb Lazar Omer nosin al mekomo v'yotze. No, just put it on the spot where his thumb or toe should be, and then that's good enough. That's part of the taro process. Rabbi Shimon Omer nosin al shmal yotze. Rabbi Shimon says go to the left foot and the left hand if he doesn't have a right foot in the right hand. So you see that Rabbi Pedas assumes that Beishamai, when Beishamai says tzarich, it means tzarich and yesh lo takana, because he associates it with Rabbi Lazar. What did Rabbi Lazar say? The guy doesn't have a thumb, he doesn't have a toe. He didn't say, oh, give up, there's no tara process. He said, you need to do something, so put it where the spot should have been. So it must be that Rabbi Pedas is understanding Beishamai that tzarich havaras tar means, and there is a way to do it. Do the havaras tar. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa about the Asham Mitzvah. It says, V'lakach midama Asham, they take from the Dama Asham, so Yachal, B'kli, I might think that they're Mekabal the Dam with the Kli, like all other Kabbalists. Tamalomar V'nasan, but the Pasuk goes on and says, that V'nasan al Tanuchal Zemetariye Manis. So, Man Nesina Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, the Nesina is done B'yad, it's done with the Kohen's own hand. Saf L'kicha Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, maybe the V'lakach, the catching the Dam, should also be done by hand and not in a Kli. So, Yachal Afl Mizbeach Kohen, you might think the Kabbalah said that they're going to do from this carbon to be zorik on the mizbeach should also be done biyad and not bikli. Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk says ki kachatos ha'asham hu. So we compare it to the chatas. So ma chatos to una kli, just like the Kabbalah Saddam of a chatos requires a kli. Af Hashem ta'un kli. The Kabbalah Saddam of the Hashem should also require a kli. Nimtzei sata Omer. So it turns out we have one drasha that tells me he's got to catch the dam biyad. Another drasha that tells me no, he's got to catch the dam bikli. So how can you reconcile those two things? So Asher Mitzara, Shnei Kohanim, Mekabel Nesdamo. It must be that you have two Kohanim that are Mekabel the Dam. Echad Biyad, V'echad Bekli. One Kohen is Mekabel Biyad, and the other, Bekli. Zeh Shekibu Bekli, Bolo Eitzel Mizbeach, V'zeh Shekibu Biyad, Bolo Eitzel Mitzara. The one who is Mekabel Bekli goes to the Mizbeach and throws does the Zrika Sadam from the Dam Shebekli, and the one who is Mekabel Biyad goes to the Mitzara and starts putting the Dam on the Tenuch Ozen and on the Bowen Yad and the Bowen Regel, because you have two Kohanim doing the Kabbalah Saddam simultaneously, and each one goes to continue the process of the carbon and the tara of the mitzvah in their given locations. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Tanan Hasam or Tan Rabbanan tomorrow. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.
Thank you.